makes you look at yourself and it makes you have to be with yourself. Food is something we use to feel pleasure. We attach it to emotions. It's like, oh, I want breakfast because I always eat breakfast at this time, and breakfast makes me feel good and it gives me energy. When you remove that, you're like, wow, what else could make me happy? And how else can I feel pleasure? And how else could I fill my time right now?
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Hotter Than Health. My name is Eliza Gelman. I am your host today and always. But if this is your first time listening, thank you for being here. It is so appreciated, seen, felt, and heard. If you're listening on Spotify, go ahead, click follow, the little check mark so that you never miss an episode. And if you're listening on your little purple app on your iPhone, Apple Podcasts, ensure you have hit subscribe, leave us 5 stars, write us a review. It's the greatest way for people to naturally find the Hotter Than Health podcast. And with so many health and wellness podcasts popping up, if you leave reviews that mention things like health, nutrition, lifestyle, wellness, colonics, constipation, sex, therapy, people can find the Hotter Than Health podcast, and it's all because of you. So I appreciate it. And again, we are giving away tote bags for the review of the week. So if you are mentioned as review of the week, follow up with me on Instagram at the Hotter Than Health podcast, and I will send you a farmer's market tote straight to your doorstep. Today's episode is, this is a juicy one because a lot of the people who follow me on Instagram and who follow the Hotter Than Health podcast / lifestyle have also gotten glimpses or have fully dove into the plant forward, holistic approach to nutrition, wellness, and fitness. So you've probably heard me talk about or talk with Kenzie Burke. Kenzie Burke is a founder and a designer. She is the founder of Shop Brulee, which is a luxury clothing brand with the highest quality leisure wear that I've ever seen. And she's coming out with new things and new drops and new colors. And it just seems to really be a reflection of her state of mind and work and transformation. She's also the host of the Cusp podcast, or she's the co-host with her friend Sabelle, who is also incredible. And she is also the founder of Body Nutrition Healing podcast, Body Forward. She has a lot going on. She is constantly creating, constantly output or focusing on output, and has such high energy for things that she's passionate about. If you heard the episode that we recorded last year, great. That's awesome. This is 2.0. I removed that episode from Spotify and from Apple Podcasts because we wanted to really do justice to her transformation. And in this episode, we have gone so deep into the way that she's able to articulate the different phases that she's been in throughout her life that has gotten her to where she is now. And if you have not heard of Kenzie Burke, or if you're thinking, what the hell is this podcast episode going to be about? We go everywhere. And Kenzie is one of the most, she is the so, hello, articulate. She is incredibly articulate and has a real story of a life. I feel like every time I open my phone and see something about her on Instagram, it's a complete 180. And she's always keeping people on their toes. There's a sense of mystery, but also a sense of approachability and integrity in which she lives her life. We talk about relationships and why she hasn't really dug into romantic relationships because she's been at such a clear point. We talk about an intense detoxification process she went through that really did open her eyes towards a lot of healing and a lot of her forward-thinking momentum towards where she is right now in her life. We talk about nutrition, colonics. We talk about holistic approaches towards living. We talk about sex and birth control and how it helps us and hinders us from perceiving and receiving the proper partner. Such an interesting episode. And I said, is there anything that we can't go into today? And she said, nope, I am open and I am ready. And she was so clear in her words. And I'm really excited for you all to hear this version of Kenzie. In this episode, just know that we are going to be doing a Body Forward giveaway. You can look at the links in the show notes. And well, not a giveaway, excuse me. We are doing a code. So if you do want to join the Body Forward lifestyle, get the recipes, get the meditations, the movement, the breath work, then make sure you click on the link in the bio. And in the show notes, you will get that sent straight to you. Without further ado, I can't wait for you to hear this episode. It's new, it's improved, and it is such a reflection of where Kenzie is in her life. And we have great conversation. You all will feel like you are a part of the team, of the family. Welcome to the Hotter Than Health podcast, Kenzie Burke. When you were talking about LA being your moon line or your moon area, and then I found out a couple of years ago that they're about the North Node. I don't know much about it, but I remember the woman who was going through all my lines and my charts. She said that Arizona was my north, was on my North Node. And I always was like, that's exactly where I need to be. I love the heat. I love the hot. I love the dry. I love the arid. And I've always thought, okay, I need to move back there. And that's kind of like you, Aries, want to be in the heat and the hot. And it's great. Being in LA, it's like that, but it's different.
No, it's not though. It's not hot. It's hot here in the summer.
Yeah.
We had June gloom from October to July this year. And that's also where I was like, this sucks. But
yeah,
you know, going back to the astrology, that's everything, because your North Node is who you're supposed to be in this lifetime, who you're supposed to step into. That's your North Node. So you're feeling that pull because you know that's the version of yourself you need to step into. And I think our lines are so, you know, like I traveled, I went to Hawaii, I went to Austin, to Wyoming. I had that whole year where I traveled. And then I was like, I need to go back to LA. But yeah, my moon line's here. So it's all my deep emotions, my mother wound, which has been like one of my deepest wounds.
I'm sorry. Is it called a mother wound, or was your wound about your mother?
My wound is with my mother, but it's like the moon is ruled by the moon. So it's moon. Mm-hmm. My moon in my chart is Gemini and my mother's a Gemini. So it like really activates all of that. And so when I was traveling, and I was still really in that like dark night of the soul, I had this feeling like I need to go back to LA. And I finished like the past year, like finished processing some of those things I needed to process. And then it literally got to the 9-year cycle, which we live in like 9-year cycles. The 9-year mark hit on my birthday and I woke up and I was just like, I'm done. I'm done processing this stuff. Like I want to be in different, I want to be like, I'm done. I don't want to keep revisiting these things. Like, yes, they still hurt, but I want to move on, you know?
And, yeah. And I think you've dealt with it enough and you've given yourself the tools to support yourself, knowing that memories will never go away. Pain will never go away. It's just, someone said this, it was actually Naomi Olindo. She came on the podcast a while ago and she said something that stuck with me, and it's been 5 years. And she said, grief and sadness doesn't go away. Everything in your life just gets bigger, and the ratio is smaller.
And there's also a choice, I think.
Yeah.
Like, how much do you want to keep revisiting that? You know, because I was telling you, I set my life up finally to a place where I know it's great. There's so many things to continue to step into and to nurture every day. But like, you're also, there's a choice. Do I want to keep being in the familiar past, which is like processing this stuff, or do I want to then step into that? And I think energy speaks, you know what I mean? Like it's, I think I could do it now and here right now, but it's like hard. It's like every day I'm battling two lives.
Yeah. You know? And when you've made the decision that you've made, I don't know if you want to say that when we're recording, but we'll keep that. But when you've made the decision that you've made, it takes away so much resistance. It's almost like, okay, well, it's almost like it's already in the past.
Yeah.
Like when you decide something.
Acceptance.
Yes.
That's what I was
saying. So articulate. That's why you're here.
Such an ego shattering thing. Cause it's like the things I knew myself to be are being shattered in order to step into this like embodied, joyful, abundant self. I have to like let go of these things that I held on to about myself. And
for those who are not, well, nobody can see this, but for those who are listening, by the way, if you know who Kenzie Burke is, which likely you do, that's why you're listening here. Normally we think, you know, dark, moody, deep colors and depth. But right now, obviously depth is still still very much alive, but you have the hair is so much lighter. The light is so bright. Your cheekbones are just out of this world, and you're wearing bright colors and orange, and it's in a space that I've never seen you in. And it makes me so happy.
Oh, thank you.
Truly, I'm impressed.
Yeah, it's been the biggest shift of my life to step from dark to light.
That is what I wanted to start with you with. We've been talking for 20 minutes, but I wanted to start because I was thinking, what can we tap into that really hits into your zone of genius? Because I like hearing you talk about very specific things about, yes, of course, about this, the food you eat and the things that you do, but in a deeper sense, you have such a way with words that I like to hear when you have described different seasons and different challenges and different obstacles. But if someone asked you to describe the different iterations of yourself in a few words, what do you think that they would be starting from? You don't have to go all the way back to childhood, but until now, because I think that every time I see you, you're a different version of yourself, growing and expanding. What do you think you would describe yourself as?
I'm a plutonic transformational human being. Like my life is plutonic. It is plutonic. It is a book. It is a movie. It is a lot for this little body to handle. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know how I do it. You know, I get put through these portals of growth and transformation. And I literally feel like I'm being squeezed through birth control constantly, or birth control, birth canal. I'm like, no, birth
we'll
canal, like a birth canal constantly. I feel like that is my life. But dark has been a huge part of my past, and not dark as in, you know, like super depressive or all like, but it's just, there's been like a, it was such a seriousness.
Yeah.
In the darkness. And I've really gotten to figure out why and how. I have been the pattern breaker of my family. I've been the pattern breaker of a lot of like deep lineage stuff. And then also I think in this lifetime, which I'm starting to really accept, but I lead the way in a new way. And that's really hard because you're forging a path and it's not like super understood by the world, right? So I think my life and everything I've kind of shared publicly and not publicly has been not understood because I'm going through these processes, this like transformational process and like emotionally having to evolve. And
there's no playbook.
Yeah, there's no playbook. And like dealing with stuff that even if I would quote unquote try so hard to not have it recycle, it would recycle. And like these huge, not little things, like huge money things, like huge company things, huge things where I just have moments of like, I literally don't know how to survive through this, you know? And then there was no one and has been no one to help me out.
Would you be open to give an example of what you're talking about? Or you don't have to give specifics, but
a bit candid. Like, I think people see what I do. They see that I have like a clothing line or top-notch brand or stuff, but that's all been me. And that's all been me taking risks. I've had no investors. I've had massive loans, massive. And that's been me. I've played with money, like full transparency. Since I was 18, I've played with money. And it's been my thing where I put myself, you know, I shoot big. It's like, oh, I didn't just start a clothing line and get some sweatpants and stitch a logo on them. I like did the damn thing, you know, I sewed it. I did the top factory in LA. And I put myself in a very crazy position, you know, because now it's like, shit, you got to.
No options.
Company, no options, but to keep going. And I think also, you know, I haven't dated. I don't have like family in that way to support me. So all of these processes, and then I got put through a spiritual awakening, like a deep one, figure yourself out, look at these things, break these patterns. So I was already a serious kid because I already like didn't fit in and had kind of a tough time. And then my young adult years were like huge money. So like, imagine the weight always on your shoulders, huge money. And then you're alone. So you're figuring out all these things alone. Mm-hmm. And then also trying to stay on the forefront. Like, guys, I'm doing this, you know, I'm okay. It's it's a lot. And like figuring out who you are just in itself, like your 20s are hard. You're figuring out who you are.
And in your 20s, you always think you know who you are, but it's out of ego and it's out of wanting to have a quick response when it feels challenged. But when you're in your 30s, and I'm telling you, once you get there, it's the best fucking year of my life. It's so amazing. You're going to love it. But
I feel it. I feel the 30s and I'm like, ooh, and it's starting to help me now. Now I've reframed it. And I think it's why you see me being in the light. It's not like things have gotten easier, but I've reframed it. Like, you're setting foundations. And one of the toughest things for me is owning that I am just a transformational human being. Like, I can't stop it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't stop the rapid evolution and the fast of like, I need to do this now. And this is where I need to be. It's my gut. It's like, if something's off, I feel it in my body. My digestion stops. I have panic. And so I actually have to live based off of feeling. And that was the hardest thing for me to own, because it was hard to look like, oh my God, I look all over the place. Yeah. I'm doing this now. Now I'm doing this. Now I'm here. It's the hardest thing for me to own, but I've had to own it now.
If you had not been able to be so introspective, and I don't think that I think that this is something every human is capable of, is to be introspective and to understand what your body is telling you. You have actually said, I don't want to live like this. I don't want to live with this. Whatever it is happening or reactive in your body, whether it's skin flare up or water retention or extreme indigestion or digestion issues, I don't want to live like that. It's not normal. There's a difference between common and normal. Most people live with the common symptoms and think, this is my life. But really, what is being told to you that is not aligned with your constitution? And I think that you have done a great job of transmuting that into power and an output. But you also just mentioned, you said, I haven't dated, and you keep your circle close, and family isn't a massive, you know, umbrella over you. We see so many people who don't have a big family umbrella around, and who don't have a ton of, or even a couple close friends, jump into relationships and hope that that will support their happiness and their growth. How do you think you will, in the future or now, approach love, approach relationships from a space of, I'm calling this person in and I don't want to settle for, you're not going backwards at all. What is your approach and your mindset towards love and relationships in the future, you think?
It's the thing I'm most proud of myself for. I think I've given myself the greatest gift I could have ever given myself by going through the processes and the evolution I've gone through with myself and not jumping into someone's arms to make it easier. Because I am becoming, like, since I was a kid, I want to be a mom. I can feel my baby. I know the kind of mom I want to be. I think it's going to be the most healing experience of my entire life. But I know the kind of mom I want to be and the wife I want to be. And I'm becoming that person. Like, I really am becoming that person. But from the things I've gone through and the evolution I've gone through and how I've had to push my body and push my mind and dive into things and sit with myself and see things that were hard and rise, I'm now this person, like I said, where I'm starting to come out and feel like I'm becoming that woman. And, you know, I'm more comfortable being alone than I am with other people. So I think the biggest adjustment is going to be actually learning how to share my life. I think that's because I regulate on my own. Something happens and I'm like, oh, because I taught myself from a very young age, like, you need to take care of yourself, you know, take care
of
yourself.
That was such a hotline. You said, I regulate myself. Proceed.
There's polarity to it, right? It's a beautiful thing, and I think it's also going to be confronting when I'm with someone, because it's going to be like, wow, how can I soften right now and open and not say like, yo, I need like 5 nights alone, you know? But I really am getting to that place of feeling, seeing how my life has unfolded and where I am right now and who I'm becoming, it all makes sense. Like, every single thing has happened for a reason and led to that point. So I do have a strong trust of who that person is, like, who that is going to happen. But I also see, like, in order for that to happen, there's still things I have to do. Like, before we were recording, we were just talking about how it's like I'm stepping into being light and more joyful, and like stopping these dark portals and these like the darkness and colors and the like mystery and the like, where did Kenzie go? What's she processing? It's more so like, I'm here and I'm showing up every week and on my podcast and forward facing, and it's a hard day, but I'm leaving my house. Like, that's who I'm stepping into now. And I do believe that with where I've gotten myself and my businesses and this person that's speaking, that is the person that attracts that guy, because that's also the mother I want to be and all of that. So it's happening. It's like in process, but it's happening.
That's so wild. I you said it, I don't remember, maybe it was on my past podcast, maybe it was somewhere else. You were like, I think I'm just going to show up on Instagram with a baby and already be like, have the baby. And I was like, okay, do your thing, however you want to do it. But I think
I still fantasize about that. Like, I still want to be so active, but I would just love, like, I love a good story.
I do too. Yes.
I would love to like pop up at like 9 months pregnant or be like, oh my God, I just had a baby. But I don't know if I'll be able to figure that out.
I just feel like you're on the cusp of just being a little too public, that I think people would be like, oh, you're so small that there's no way.
No, there's no way. I would have to stack content for so long. And
so
I
probably
will, because I also think it's going to be a journey I'm going to want to share, especially from like the health perspective and the clothing perspective, all of it.
I want to talk about that, not the clothing perspective, but about you accidentally said it earlier about birth control and about, I mean, you just relaunched your podcast. It was the first podcast you ever put out, Food, Sex, Money. And it's such a vibe. It's such a vibe. It's the best.
The podcast was iconic and
iconic.
So glad it's back. I almost kept the name because it was such an iconic name. But I just kind of wanted to keep things like straightforward from now on.
Great. Well, either way, the energy of it is still iconic and it's back. Speaking of sex, I want to hear your thoughts on, I know you said you're not really dating right now, but for people who are dating, but who also want to live a really cleansed, pure is not the right word, a cleansed and light lifestyle, and they want to eat clean and they don't want to be ingesting toxins or chemicals. What are your perspectives on birth control? People who listen to my podcast know that I've been all over the place with it, but you know, a lot of us are sexually active, but we're not trying to have kids, but we also don't want to be on birth control. But then men are garbage cans that talk about they hate condoms and all these things that whatever. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, that's such a good question. Here's the thing. I've obviously, I haven't really dated. And in the past year and a half or year, I've always been into health and purity and natural medicine. And everyone knows that about me. But like a year ago, I got into a cleansing lifestyle, which is now what I share. Like, that's what I share, because it literally is a part of my purpose to share that. And so as a result, I got probably the cleanest I've ever been in my body, which is the best thing in the world, because I know that it's helped me. Like, when you live in a light body and you don't have toxins and like things attached to you, and you're always being like cleansed basically and living cleansed, you're able to transcend. So this year has been the biggest year of my life of transformation, because I don't have density holding me down. You know what I mean? I'm able to just like shoot with it. And the physical body, there's so much more than food in this world, obviously. Like, food is just the foundational thing. It's like, that's like pillar one.
Yeah.
Get your body to that place when you feel good in your body and your mind is clear. Like, when you live in a cleansed lifestyle and you don't have toxins in your body, your mind is sparkly. Like, my cheekbones are sparkly. I'm sparkly and I have like clear thoughts. I can hear my thoughts very clear. So anyways, that's just like the lifestyle I got really into and really passionate about sharing. But then as a result, you get hypersensitive to anything and everything. So there's good and a positive, because now it's like the tiniest work relationship can be off and I can literally feel it in my body. I'm like, God, I'm bloated. I feel like inflamed. I got to have this conversation. So it makes you like hyper aware, but also that plays a role in like being able to transcend. So with birth control and stuff, I obviously would never take it, especially now because I'm in such a pure place. But why I bring up so much the energy and how you can use the body and the food and a cleansing lifestyle to get in touch with energy. When I've obviously had like one nighty things and I've obviously hooked up with people before, but it never felt good. And it wasn't a lot. It was maybe like once a year for like up until 2 years ago that I would just like play around. And then when I started, literally like once a year, like I had my one go a year where I would maybe like try to see someone. And after the next day, I would be like, that doesn't feel good in my body. But then when I got wicked clean last year, there has been absolutely no sharing anything with anyone unless I really feel it's right because everything's energy and I don't want to feel that in my body. I'm so sensitive. So I think with birth control, it's like there's so much information out there now about it really does, it's not natural and it really does mess with our natural rhythm. And I mean, I was on birth control in high school, and when I went off of it, I had the worst acne of my life for 5 years. That is why I got into food in the first place. That's how I started educating myself and went to IIN because I was desperate to clear my skin so that I could look someone in the eye. Like I moved to LA full of acne, and I did not know how to build a life because I was so self-conscious. So that sparked really. And then like from that, you know, I was super depressed and then I had autoimmune and it's just like a snowball effect. So that was enough for me to be like, I'm not going on birth control. I think I went on one other time when I was 20 before I got into food to try to clear my skin and I blew up. Like I remember I gained like 10 pounds instantly and I was like, no.
Our bodies are so responsive to it. And I was actually just reading an article about it the other day because I track naturally and I'm pretty aware. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna get my period in a couple hours. That's like where we are. But I was reading an article about a group of women who are on birth control and then a group of women who are off of birth control. And they were tracking. No, I'm sorry. It was one group of people. Hello, Eloquence. It was one group of people who were on birth control and then were off of birth control. And group A, when they were on birth control, they were shown two pictures. There was a man with like a really chiseled jawline, and then there was a man with a more round face who had well, like a baby face, like cute. And then everyone on birth control was choosing the rounder, softer face. When they were off of birth control, they were all selecting the more chiseled jawline with the stronger features. And they were saying that it's because when you're on birth control, there's no ovulation. You're not ovulating. That's the whole point. So you don't have an egg become fertilized. But when you're off of birth control, you have this natural desire. And this was with a group of heterosexual women. These were women who wanted men. So, and different strokes for different folks. But for this example, it was these women were like, I want someone that looks more manly. They want that archetypal man. And it was so telling that it was because of the birth control and the estrogen and the lower progesterone, all of these things. And I just feel like it changes our natural tendencies towards men. So I'm thinking, okay, you marry a guy who is type A, and then you get off birth control, you're trying to have a kid, and you're like, what the fuck? I'm no longer attracted to this person, or this is not it.
And that's why it's just so important. And I'm so wickedly passionate about, and to anyone listening, like, no matter how you eat, no matter if you're on birth control, if you're off, absolutely no judgment. But I am so passionate about educating on living a pure lifestyle and a cleansed lifestyle and eating cleansed and not putting stuff in your body for one reason. So that you are so in tune with yourself, so you make proper decisions for yourself. I think that, you know, my decision-making process is getting so spot on to the point where I'm crying through my decisions now, because I know I have to make this because it's like the pure right decision. It's an ego shattering decision. It's not who I thought it was. And it's not who I thought I was.
Yeah.
But it's also so beautiful, because don't we all want to create a life where we're so in touch with ourselves and our decisions and attracting the right people? And
yes.
And so all in all, I'd say to wrap the birth control question up, I think that you can track naturally, and how you can also make that happen is by only being with someone that feels so good in your body that you can be able to share that kind of experience with, because guys are like that. They're like, oh, no, 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 you know, and it's like, is that at the end of the day worth it? If you don't see that as the father of your children, if he's not respecting you and all of that, like, why do you even want to share energy in that way with someone that's like that in the first place? It's kind of like a short-term, like, I play things for long-term win. I haven't been sleeping around with people because I know who I want to be in the future. I know the kind of love I want to have, and I'm going to save it for that. So it's like, you know, long-term win.
Levels throughout the day. Are you really tired after lunch, or are you constantly feeling the need to take a quick break, take a nap, or you feel like you get all of your energy at the end of the night and nothing really seems stable? That is how I used to feel as well. And then once I consistently incorporated a greens juice into my morning routine, I promise it changed the game. There was something about making sure that I had all of my nutritional gaps filled in the morning, and it set my day up so that I wasn't craving all of these crazy different types of junk food or salty chips or sweet candy throughout the day, or needing that extra cup of coffee, because I knew that my body had gotten the minerals and the vitamins and the nutrients that it really needed to start my day. So I knew my cup was already full. The Organifi Greens juice is something that I have been drinking for almost 2 years now every single morning. I have been using the green apple flavor, and when I say green apple flavor, I don't mean it tastes like a Jolly Rancher. It really does have an extremely mild yet healthful taste to it. And that's what I love about this product, is that I can drink it every morning and it actually feels like it is cleansing me while replenishing me at the same time. When you drink it in the morning, you have been in a fasted state for upwards of 8 hours, potentially, while you sleep. And then the first thing that is hitting your body before coffee is going to be a green, nutrient-dense, positive, vitamin-filled experience in the morning. And that is the way you always want to start your day. If you start your day with a full cup, then you are much more likely to make healthy decisions throughout the day. So you can use my code HTH at Organifi.com/HTH. I would definitely check out some of the travel packets if you travel for work, or if you're checking a bag, you can always put the full size canister, but they have been doing bags, so it's a little bit easier to pack. I love the green apple flavor, but I know you can't go wrong with any of their products. You can go to Organifi.com/HTH and use the code HTH for 20% off. Again, that's HTH, that's hotter than health, HTH, for 20% off any of the Organifi products. Enjoy. We just talked about staying pure and staying clear in your body so you can continue to continuously trust all the decisions that you're making. When you did this, you did an intensive cleanse last year that was the catalyst to a lot of what you're promoting right now and talking or living right now. And something that I want to talk about so that we can normalize it is colonics at home and enemas at home. Cool. It is truly, I remember I went on a date with a guy, and here we are, purity, but I went on a date with a guy, and no wonder I have been having such weird experiences, because on our first date, they were like, oh, well, what have you been doing the rest of the weekend? Oh, I was like, oh my God, I had the best workout. I had an at-home enema. And they're like, excuse me. And the looks on people's faces when we talk about colonics, enemas, any type of cleanse in that sense, like a manual cleanse. How did you get into the deep cleanse that you did in the beginning of this year? And what was that like for you? What was the physical cleanse? And then tell me a little bit about your experience with at-home enemas, because they're just the greatest. We need to promote.
Yeah. So I think the last time we talked, I was like, oh, I'm just kind of trying things with food, and I was a little more free and just doing whatever. And that was fun. Like, it was good for me to go back to, I was still eating really
You were
healthy.
doing a bit of wine and like
I
relaxing.
was
It was.
having wine, I was relaxing. I even like played with animal protein more, like things I never thought I'd eat again, like chicken. I'm not a big chicken. I don't know. It was kind of interesting. Like, chicken is just not.
Chicken, I think, is on the lowest totem pole of one, nutrients. Two, I just feel like it's the most mass-produced animal, and I agree.
Yeah, something
Anyway.
vibrationally just feels very off with chicken.
It feels like fake food.
Yeah. But I went from like really eating to how I was promoting before, and then finding like looseness, trying wine, and I was really just trying to feel relaxed in my body. And so it was like, but it had nothing to do with the food, and that's what I came to. It was more so, obviously, it's funny because it's like always not the food, you know? It's not the food. But food is the thing that can give us the foundation to what we want. And so I was starting Brulée, and I was starting to realize, like, wow, I kind of have some fears. I have some fears on what if people don't like it? Like, can I do this company? I've never done this before. I was in the factories in LA. I was in a whole new industry, and I didn't really know what I was doing. And I thought, I have to believe in something greater than what I know. And so I was also not feeling myself because I was trying different foods. And really not crazy, but I was having like goat cheese, I was having wine, I was having like eggs, and I just hadn't had that in so long. And I felt like I was just kind of falling out of like things that supported me to grow and to bloom. And I love doing something drastic. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do a cleanse, and I'm gonna get my body. And I didn't feel good in my body. And when you don't feel good in your body, forget it. Forget it. Because when you feel good in your body, you just start showing up differently. You're more confident. You're down to like put yourself in new situations. And I knew I needed, I was about to launch a clothing line. I was like, I want to model it. Like, I want to feel
Yes.
good in my body. So I did this cleanse, and it was an enzyme cleanse, actually. But what I did through it, you could have eaten on it, but I was like, I really want to challenge myself because I already have eaten so clean for so long. So I was like, I want to do something I haven't done.
Yeah, you would just be eating the exact same way that you always ate.
Yeah, exactly. So you fast the first day and the last day. And then I was like, I am only going to, in the middle days, do fruits and vegetables and only liquids. And I had never done something like this before. So I really started to go into like a portal. And people cleanse to get closer to themselves. It's why people do water fasts. It's why when people who are super like monks go and live on mountains and don't eat, because it makes you look at yourself, and it makes you have to be with yourself. Food is something we use to feel pleasure. We attach it to emotions. It's like, oh, I want breakfast because I always eat breakfast at this time, and breakfast makes me feel good and it gives me energy. When you remove that, you're like, wow, what else could make me happy? And how else could I feel pleasure? And how else could I fill my time right now? So that was the portal of cleansing that I went into. And I was just at home for a week, like some days just like sleeping on the couch, because I was like, it was beyond the food. It was like I was decompressing and like physically releasing stuff. I
Were
came out
you working a ton during this as well?
kind of, but not really. And that's where I found a way to live it, where I can
Okay.
like work and thrive. And that's why I'm sharing it now, because that was so like game over. But now I could do a cleanse like that and 100% work.
Okay.
I did a little one a month ago like that because my body's just more used to it. It's not like, holy crap, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But I came out of that and I transformed. Because I got rid of patterns and emotions and things I had attached myself to. And so then I started doing like enemas and getting colonics, and I never went back to eating the same way. And I threw out anything I had ever learned, like from other people, or I stopped even seeing like food accounts online or
Yes.
anyone talking about things. I stopped listening to any podcasts about food because I just instinctually and intuitively was like, oh, I know how I should eat for the life I want to live. And I never went back to eating the same way, and I just started eating as if I was on that cleanse, but obviously not like liquids. I just,
yeah.
For the first 3 months, I ate fruits and vegetables only. I never thought I could do that, but it was fruits and vegetables only, and I was flying. Like, I launched Brulée. I literally changed my life. Like, from the time you and I first connected, it was May. By September, I was a completely different human.
Yes.
And then I started to feel like I started introducing like a little bit of fish and stuff, but I just got this whole rhythm and ecosystem down in my body, and then started doing at-home enemas a lot and colonics. And I got this amazing woman to do colonics, and she started educating me on colonics. And she's like, you know, these are banned in hospitals and stuff, but they used to, this is how, like, she cures people of cancer all the time from doing colonics. And it's like, wow. One of the most, now it's one of the most ancient practices that people,
yes,
would actually do to help their health. And it's crazy because I'm very petite, very, very petite. And I eat literally like the purest you could possibly,
yes,
eat. And every week when I have a colonic, it's like so much stuff comes out. And I would start to ask her, how is this possible? How is this inside of me? And she was like, this isn't just food. You are super in your head, which I am. And she's like, you process things. And our shit, for better or for worse, is not just what we eat. It's emotions. It's feelings. It's other people's energy. When we poop, we're getting that, flushing that out of our body. So when you're getting or doing enemas or getting colonics, you're helping your body process that and get it out. It's not just the food.
Yes.
And so I started to get really into that practice. And then it was helping me even more, just feel, so my mind is shiny. My mind is shiny. I can go through something, like, life has not gotten easier, but I'm so wicked clear, and I can like process, I can own my stuff. I can stand in my integrity. I can say, I'm sorry. I can adjust it. Like, what,
yes,
would it take me like a month to figure out or get back on my feet or adjust, is a 48-hour process now. It's just like that. And also I think it's physical because I'm not bogging my body down with what I'm eating. And then I'm constantly cleaning it from the inside,
yes,
and getting that stuff out of me. So my body's not storing emotions and holding density where it like stops me from being clear to proceed forward. So I just realized, like, beyond the physical, what you eat, this whole thing is an energy game. And that's why I started sharing food again and body stuff again in this way, because I'm like, guys, it's just an energy game. Like, you got to eat this way or for a little period of time, because that energy is going to translate in your body and help you reach this certain state so that you then find what works for you. Like, some people maybe want a high protein diet. Great. But why I really want to share this now is because I want to encourage people to actually find what is for them, not from external noise. And I think it's difficult to do that when you're not clear. So it's all about the lifestyle I'm sharing now is like, hey, I'm still like out here doing this whole journey of life, but I'm living in a way where I'm able to find and live in it from a clear space. And I just felt like I want to share that. I really want to share that for people because it's so empowering, and we're living in a time where there's so much information. And I just want to say, hey, do this for a week, do this for 2 weeks, just to touch it yourself, to see yourself, and make your life based off of you and what you need. And, you know, you kind of touched on in the beginning of this podcast, like, you change, you didn't say change so much, but you were kind of going, like, you were going there, like, how do you transform so much? And maybe it was before we recorded, but the reason why I rebranded like my food stuff and called my podcast Body Forward is that transformational thing is me. That's, and I can't stop it.
Yeah.
And that's why I was like, you know what, I'm going to call this Body Forward, because we're always in forward motion, and all of these practices, whether it's breath work, whether it's nutrition, it's all about being able to live in a body where you can move forward and not live in the past. And my biggest insecurity was how fast I can move forward. And then I thought,
yes,
you know, that's where people are actually, most people are so stuck. So I'm going to use that instead of like blowing up my own life constantly. I'm just going to use that to also like help other people move forward.
I think there's so much shame about not being, about not holding on to grudges, about not holding on to, oh, well, this person did this to me, so I'm never going to speak to them again, or this didn't work out, I'm going to be sad about it for months and months, where you do really, it seems that you process things quickly, well, productively, and then you move forward, because what else is life? That's what life is about. But you said something, you said that you stopped listening to other podcasts and flooding yourself with other food accounts. And that is something that I think really we need to take a deeper look into, because food is a huge part of your brand and your lifestyle and your joy, but it's not something you're obsessed with. And yeah. I think that doing the cleanses like this actually can help you become less obsessed with food. And I think that that's something even a lot of my nutrition clients have said, that all they do is think about food. What's the next thing? Give me a plan. Blah, 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 blah. I don't want to keep thinking about it. Give me a plan. But when you simply know and yeah. your body is called towards a certain food, then there's less stress about it. You diminish the anxiety that comes with food relationships. And I'm not saying that we're here to fix any type of disordered eating. That's not the message here, but it is saying that you know best, you know mm-hmm. best. And if you
and the obsessing about food, we've all been there. Oh my gosh. Yeah. All been there. Like, what? Okay. Here's breakfast. When is lunch? What am I going to have for lunch? How much am I going to eat at lunch?
Yeah.
When is dinner? What am I going to eat for dinner? That's a completely normal thing that I think everyone goes through, but yeah. it's so interesting because obviously I'm always controversial in the health world. People love to talk about how I think, you know, how harmful it is to talk about fruits and vegetables, but I, my God, but
you are a troublemaker, Kenzie.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I just want to, like, when I see those threads, I want to be like,
truly scary behind
the
a food
bear
bowl.
Is here.
That's something that I do have on here, because I just did a whole podcast episode on the fact that someone orders burgers and fries at a table, nobody gives a fuck. And then someone orders a salad with beets and a side of greens, and they're like, oh, are you on a diet? Or are you cool? There's so much health shaming. It's absolutely wild. Absolutely wild.
Well, yeah. And it's ridiculous to me, because food is, we are energetic beings. So what you put in your body, who you have around you, the things you engage in every single day, those make up who you are and the vibration you show up in as. You choose that. Everybody has a choice. I personally don't choose that, and my followers don't choose that. Mm-hmm. They choose clarity. They choose evolution. They mm-hmm. choose transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so interesting, like you said, that when you are clear, like, hey, this is working for me and this is my why. I know I live in a light body. I know I have a pretty killer body. I know that. But like,
yes.
it's a compounding effect of my choices every single day. And it's a compounding effect of, like, I don't hold on to density. And it doesn't mean I don't have a week where I'm like, I totally gained a couple pounds and I don't feel good, because something's off. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. and I can figure out now how to shake that out and, like, move forward. Everything, and digest everything. We digest conversations. We, you know, so if you start to feel things in your body, something is not able to flow through you. That's end of story.
When we had our last episode, or when you and I had our last episode, which when you're listening to this, you won't even see because we archived it. But the last time we had an episode, I know we were both so excited for it, but you didn't have the words for what you were going through. And that is, I think, something that we need to just commend anyone who is trying to go through a transformation and is on the path, but can't describe it. They're like, mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm feeling and I don't know why or what exactly I'm doing, but I feel better. And I think that we don't need to always be able to put our finger on it right away. Because everything happens in hindsight.
Go through it. And that, I think, when I messaged you, like, let's redo that podcast, because I was going through it, you know, and I think I was trying so hard to be like, I went
You were excited. You could feel all the potential.
I was feeling it, right? Mm-hmm. But I think such a big part of the journey is just going through. And I'm in a whole different journey that I'm not, like, sharing yet. But when I know I can, I will.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sharing from a place like the nutrition stuff I can really share right now because I totally achieved that. I got there. So that's like why I'm really sharing that hard right now because I can. The other stuff I'm starting to go through, I'll share it when I can. But I think that's just for anyone listening, like if you're in any kind of transition or transformation, let yourself go through it. And it's like messy. Sometimes you go up the mountain, then you fall back down, and then you go up a little higher, and then you fall down.
Yeah, we don't always know where in the journey we are.
Yeah.
Like we know what a destination might look like, but we actually don't know, is this still the beginning? Is this going to be a really long journey? And you might never get there. That is okay if you never get there or reach the summit.
You have to be open. You have to be open because my journey is beginning. Yes, I'm like achieving and creating some of the things that I knew I would have, but how I'm able to get there is looking completely different than how I thought I would get there.
Agreed. Okay, it's 3 o'clock for me now, which means it's noon for you. Tell me, okay, it's noon for you. We want a day in the life. How has Kenzie lived her morning? What time did you wake up? Did you do Pilates? Like, let's hear the real life because it's Friday. Are you like loose as a goose on Friday? What happens?
No, I have like really big launches right now. So of course.
You're like, wrap it up.
The other part of me, it's like, Kenzie's always working. But I'm accepting that about myself. Anyways, I woke up at 7:40. Another thing that I've really been embodying lately, I think it's either a summer thing or it's just who I am, but this happens every summer. But I am more of a night owl. And I would try really hard to be on that like 6 a.m. wake up. But my body is obsessed with waking up between 7:15 and 8:15. And lately I've just been letting it do that. And good. It feels amazing. It feels really, really good. That's just like tuning into your natural rhythm. So I woke up at 7:40 today. I drank some water and I had a juice with, I'll just say all the details.
We want every single detail.
Okay. I had a juice with carrot, spinach, and parsley. It's my favorite combination. It gives such a nice energy spike and just in the best way. It's like, so I had that juice and then I went and did a breathwork meditation, my own actually, that I recorded.
I have been doing you sent a link out with the meditations that you do. And I hadn't done them in so long. Some of the Joe Dispenza, they're so.
Did you do the one I made yet?
I haven't done that one.
It's in the 5-day challenge.
Maybe I'll do that tonight. Cause I'm doing just an at home. I'm doing my own little enema tonight. So maybe I'll do that with the breath work.
That's perfect. So I did that. It's so powerful. And I created that one because I'm moving through a lot of change and we're always moving through change, but I'm trying to get it like out of my body because I can naturally feel like an anxious person in the morning. I wake up and all my thoughts go to me. So I've been doing that and it helps get it out. And there's this one part in it. It's called Fists of Anger. And it really brings up like the things you're like mad about or the things. And then it ends with journaling. So I've been doing that every morning because it's like helps get the kind of stuff out of me and basically clear the day. So I did that. And then I did a 20-minute Pilates, classical Pilates on my mat, which I am recording with my Pilates teacher and we're going to put it online.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, I'm excited. I think it's important to also mention you live this lifestyle and you're not obsessing over protein by any means, but you still work out. You still have muscle and tone.
I do classical Pilates every day. It's been such a cool practice. There's this teacher out here I found. She's 72 and she's been teaching for almost 30 years.
Wow.
And she's helped me so much connect to my body in ways I've never been able to connect to it before and like really awaken my core center. So I got so passionate about it that I was like, she's 72, but I said, would you record classes with me? So we can
I can't wait to see.
Yeah. So I did Pilates. Yeah. Good for her. I did the Pilates and then I got on a call for Brulee, a meeting, my clothing company. And then I got off that call. I did a call for Body Forward for the website. And then I got off that call and then I made some breakfast, which I made a fruit bowl. Mm-hmm. I stewed some peaches and coconut oil with blueberries, so it was like hot. And then I put it over coconut yogurt with raspberries, strawberries, sea salt, and bee pollen. It was delicious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay.
And then I had a cup of coffee and I got on this call with you. So that's been my morning so far.
Perfect morning. So
Yeah.
abundant. And then socially, what are you looking forward to? Like, do you have any trips coming up? Any, well, okay, we don't, you don't have to talk about all the big things, but do you have any fun, light, non-business related things that you're excited for?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay. Fair enough. But you could
But
be honest. That's a real one.
yeah, but I am making some very big life changes this fall to calm more of that life in. And so that I've been processing those big life changes I have to make for that. And part of the changes are to have more space for stuff like that.
I love to hear it. Well,
But
we
I
are.
might be traveling, but they just, I travel for work a lot, like for photo shoots and stuff.
Yeah, of course, of course. Well, we are very excited to see everything that continues to come up and evolve. Thank you so much for hanging out with me and taking the time. This has been hopefully what you were anticipating. This was definitely the most you I have ever seen you, and I'm so impressed and excited. But if you want, and if you're open to it, would you be down to do either a Brulée code or some type of body forward code? What do you think?
I will 100%. I can do a body forward code.
I would
100%.
love that. You guys, the body forward, the recipes, the pictures, everything about it is so you and easy and bright and nice.
Workouts. There's like a new body forward website that I've actually been making by myself. That's why I got on a call because I was like, wait, I need help with something.
Yes.
But anyways, making a body forward website, and so they'll be like a monthly thing now. I'll give
Good.
you a code. You can
Okay.
go in there every month. There's a new offering, and you'll have access to all the old months. But basically, it's like cleansing recipes every month, and then another element. So there's either breath work, or there'll be Pilates videos, or whatever. It's whatever I feel we all need based on everything I spoke about.
As a collective, I love it.
Yes.
Okay, do you want to use code HTH on, or do
Yeah,
you want to just give
love
away a
that.
couple of the cleanses?
No, let's do a code.
Okay.
Let's do a code.
Great.
Okay, stay tuned, everybody. In the show notes, it will say for how
Yes.
much is off and the code.
Okay,
I have
sounds
to call
good.
my right-hand girl and
Great.
ask what we can
I
do.
love it. I love it. And I'll remind you. But thank you so much for your time. And we're so excited. Where can everybody find you if they haven't found you already?
At Kenzie Burke on Instagram, and that will have all of the many endeavors that I have.
Got
Podcasts, Body Forward is all the food stuff. At Shop Brulee is the clothing, and then the podcast is Body Forward by Kenzie Burke.
And everyone, make sure you're following Brulée so that you can see the new drop of the orange pants that she has going on because they're absolutely amazing.
This
It's
is
going
the
to be
best
great.
shop there is, was it so far.
I cannot wait. Well, thank you so much and have an amazing rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
For listening to this week's episode of Hotter Than Health. I know that you loved and ate up that conversation with Kenzie Burke. She's fabulous. We are so happy to have her. And I'm so excited to see what she does with all of her podcasts, the clothing brand, and Body Forward. If you haven't already, make sure you are subscribed so that you never miss an episode and you can be receiving more information before it even comes out. And again, review of the week will be based on Apple Podcast reviews. Head to your little purple app, leave us 5 stars, and write us a review. I'll call it out on the next episode and then send you a Hotter Than Health Farmers Market tote bag. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next Thursday. We'll be right back.